Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a new day, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. No one knows what today holds but our God. And we are excited because we have him, because he lives. We can face tomorrow. Because we have him, the one who knows what today holds. And we trust him because he orders our steps. And we trust him because we know that he has something good prepared for us today. So we are looking forward for a great day to fulfill what the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to complete and do what he has installed for us today. So here today is Friday the 13th of November 2020. A couple of weeks, it will be Thanksgiving, but with us here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So we give thanks unto our Lord, for he is good and he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our thanks. So we are excited this morning to have another opportunity to call unto his name, to have another opportunity to bring all our needs, all our requests before him, and above all, to have an opportunity to praise our God. So we are excited. We're going to start this morning by prayer. I say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one who does not change, the one who is full of mercy and grace. We thank you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. In the name of Jesus, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we thank you, Father God, for having mercy on us, O God. We thank you for your unfailing love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your great compassion, the compassion that is so great that it washes away all our transgressions, that is so great that it cleanses all our iniquities, all our sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning for cleansing us, for washing us clean with your hyssop, Father, that we are whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for your grace and your love that is sufficient for us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for creating a pure heart in us, O God. Thank you for creating a clean heart, O God, a steadfast spirit, Father. Thank you for renewing a steadfast spirit within us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit, the one that you do not withhold from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy, the one who is our teacher, the one who reveals to us and teaches us all the hidden things that comes from you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, for your anointing, because we know it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, so every yoke is broken. Anything and everything that might want to hinder us from receiving, receiving, from hearing from you, we pray, Father God, that it has no power. It is broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for you are a faithful God. You are a merciful God. There is no any other God but you. All other gods are imitators. They are pretenders. They are counterfeit. But you are the true God, the creator of heaven and earth. We honor you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for you are mighty. You are mighty. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, yes, the one who came right here on earth and was crucified on the cross and died and was buried. But on the third day, he rose again because death could not hold him. We thank you, Father God, for he came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for abundant life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God. Yes, for you are our Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep, the one who prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for you are the head of the church. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the chief cornerstone, we honor you this morning, the great I am. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Emmanuel. Yes, God with us, we honor you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God, the one that takes away the sins of the world, the one that takes away the sin of each and every person. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, the blood of Jesus that does not cease to heal. You healed then and you are healing now and you will heal tomorrow. For Jesus, you are the answer for our problems today. We thank you, Father God, for you said if anyone confesses their sins, you are faithful and just to forgive them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. We thank you, Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of the weak. You are the defender of the widows. You are the defender of those who cannot defend themselves. Thank you, Father God. You are the only one who can set us free from any bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the bondage is, the physical bondage, the spiritual bondage, the emotional bondage, you can set us free. We thank you, Abba Father. We thank you for you are our provider. Yes, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, the one who provided Jesus Christ is a sacrificial lamb that died on the cross and rose again on the third day. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you this morning, Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases, whatever the sickness is, whatever the disease is, there is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. Yes, you can heal or even emotional sicknesses, depression or nervousness, and whatever it is, anxiety or stress, you are the healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases by your stripes, Lord Jesus. We are healed. We thank you, Father God, this morning, for you are Jehovah Shammah, the God who is always present. You are an omnipresent God. We thank you for you forever be present in the mighty name of Jesus, for you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You are always there, Father. Even if we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, you are there. Even if we pass through the waters, Father, you are there. The water will not overflow us. It will not drown us because you are there. Even if we pass through the fire, Father, the fires of life, the storms of life, they will never burn us because you are there. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us, and those fires will not even scorch us. The flames will not even get on us. They will not burn us because you are always there. You were proven to be an omnipresent God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Even when Daniel and his friends, when they were thrown in that fire, if you were there, you showed up as the third person in that furnace of fire. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, for you are always there. Yes, you are Jehovah Shalom, the God, our peace. You are the giver of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that cannot be given by a friend or a parent. Even a loved one cannot give us that kind of peace, the peace that cannot be bought by money. It's only you, God, the giver of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that flows like a river, the peace that you said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And you do not give as the world gives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, we praise you, Lord, for our hearts are not troubled, and we are not afraid, Father, of anything, regardless of how the enemy might roar. He might want to roar like a lion, but we know there is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. And we thank you in the midst of all that imitating and pretending to be. We roar, Father, but you are always there. You give us peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are not anxious for nothing, Father, this morning. But this morning, Father God, in everything, Father, by prayer and supplication and filled with thanksgiving, we are letting our requests known, and we are making them known to you, our God. Yes, we thank you, Father. We honor you, Father God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for guiding our hearts and our minds. Yes, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we honor you, Father God, this morning. We lift up your banner this morning, for you are Jehovah Nissi, the God, our banner. We lift up your flag this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, there is no one like you, Father. You are our righteousness, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you are full of justice and honest and honor. We give thanks to you, Father, this morning, for you are sufficient one. Yes, the Almighty God, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, for you are our shield, Father. You are our security. You are our shelter. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are our protector. We hide under your wings, Father. We hide. We hide. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Savior. There is no one like you. This morning, Father God, we lift up our eyes unto the mountains. We lift our eyes up unto the hills, for we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. We decree and declare Psalm 91, in the name of Jesus, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So this morning, Father God, we say you are our Lord. Yes, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God in whom we trust. We trust you, Father God. For some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are still believing, Father God, this morning for salvation, for deliverance of our brothers and sisters, yes, who are still out there wandering about and being tossed to and fro by the evil spirits, by the work of the enemy. We call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Father, and experience this peace, and experience this healing, and experience this love that you are giving us. So we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Father God. Touch their hearts. Give them a soft heart, Father. Give them a heart of flesh, that they come, Father, and surrender themselves to you. That they come, Father God, and confess their sins and turn away from their wicked ways. And confess you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing, Father God, for a bumper harvest of souls this year of 2020. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we overpopulate heaven and depopulate hell. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom. For you said, he that gives, that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom to win souls, Father, wherever we are, rain or sunshine, pandemic or no pandemic. We are believing, God, for winning souls, for salvation of our brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, this sleeping giant, to arise, to wake up, and do what you have called us to do, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. So I pray, Father God, for every ministry that is represented here this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do what you have called us to do, Father. Yes, we have other programs, the children's ministries, we have other programs, the youth, singles, the women's ministries, the men's ministries, and all these other ministries. But our number one job, Father, is to win souls for the kingdom. So I pray, Father God, for the whole fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, that we do what you have called us to do, that all these ministries will function as you have assigned us to function, Father God. Even the missionaries, those who are out there in a foreign land, witnessing and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing good news, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, blessed are the feet of those who bring good news. So we pray, Father God, that you supply all their needs, Father, as they are out there serving you and witnessing and winning souls for the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for those in the ministry of health, Father, whether they are technicians or whether they are administrators that help for the furtherance of the kingdom, Father, those who work in the ministry, whether they are the ones who clean up and maintain the grounds of the church or whatever is being done, Father, those who answer the phone calls when people call, those who are prayer warriors, they pray and answer the prayer lines. I just pray, Father, for the whole body of Christ. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your anointing, Father, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. So I pray, Father God, that as a church, as a body of Christ, we do what you have called us to do, and you have given us these ministries, Father, for the building of the church, Father, for the encouragement and equipping of the saints in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for every Christian, every church member, the body of Christ, that we stay connected, Father. We stay connected to you, the true vine, Lord, for you are the vine and we are the branches. Yes, even your word, Father, teaches us that if any man remains in you, if we remain in you, we will be able to bear fruit, not only fruit, but much, much fruit, because apart from you, Father, we can do nothing. So we thank you, Father God, for helping us, yes, as a body of Christ, to stay connected to you, to remain, yes, in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we don't want to be disconnected. We don't want to be thrown away, because every branch that is disconnected, that is not connected to you, Father, will wither, will dry out, and it will be thrown away, Father, and it will be picked and used as firewood and thrown in the fire and be burned. But we don't want to do that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we want to stay connected, Father, so that we will be able to tell our brothers and sisters out there that there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus, the one who so loved the world that he gave himself for his people forever, who the one who gives everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. We pray, Father God, for all our leaders. Yes, at this time, Father, there is something going on, Father God, right now, whether it's the election fatigue or the aftermath, there is no decency that is going on, and the leadership is not straight. And we know it has been going on for a while, but we still trust you, Father. We depend on you. You said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven, Father God, and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. We pray, Father God, that our land needs some healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, all the way from the top, all the way down to the bottom, we need you, Father God. We intercede right here. We stand on the gap, Father, because we know, Jesus, you are the answer to our problems today. We know there is nothing impossible with you, God. So we pray, Father God, for all our leaders, Father, our local leaders, our national leaders, our international leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus, our president, Father, and the vice president, the whole executive branch, Father God, and their cabinet. In the mighty name of Jesus, the legislative branch, Father, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court, the upper and lower courts, Father, the Congress, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all men and women in these positions of authority, that they do what is right. Some of them, they know you, they serve you, they know what is right and what is wrong. And your word says, if a man knows how to do right and do not do it, is sinning. And Father God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will reveal it to them. The Holy Spirit will wake them up and they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for our military community. All the branches, Father, the Army, the Marine, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, everyone, even those in public health and those in public services, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our law enforcement, our emergency responders, the first responders, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them. Because we know, Father, unless you, God, build a house, they that build, they build in vain. Unless you watches over a city, they that watches over it watch in vain. So I pray, Father God, that our law enforcement will work with the community and be there to protect and serve the community. And the community will respect and work together with the law enforcement and work as a team, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, this morning for our education system, Father. The whole education system is just changing by day and changing by week, and everyone involved, the parents, the children, the educators themselves, the school counselors, the administrators, everyone is just frustrated with all the changes that are going on. But Father God, we pray this morning, regardless of what is going on, we pray that our children, this school year of 2020-2021, our children will get the best, Father, of the education, whether they are learning online, the virtual school, or whether they are in class. Either way, Father, they will get the best. So I pray, Father God, that everyone involved in our education system will do what is right and for the better education of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, our health system, Father, the regulators, Father, the healthcare providers, the insurance providers, the hospitals, the pharmacists, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the front line, all the doctors, the nurses, and those who even clean those hospitals, Father, the ones who maintain the functioning of the hospital, the administrators, those who do all the maintenance of the hospital, and everyone and each one, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you cover them, Father, and protect them, Father God. There is a lot of those who are sick, and they are still working when they are sick, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I do pray for my brother David and his wife Lynette, Father. At this time, Father, they are the frontliners, both the husband and wife, and at this time they have contracted COVID and they are in quarantine. I just pray for your healing power, Father, and the protection of their children, Father, that they will not contract this or be exposed to it also, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for the whole the system, Father, the functioning of our systems, Father, all the systems, our workforce system, Father, the employers and the employees, whether they are faith-based organizations, whether they are private or public. I just pray, Father God, that there be some order in their, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and their families, Father God, that are struggling right now. Both parents are not working. They do not even know where their next meal is going to come from. But we trust you, Father, for you are our provider, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do know, Father, you have provided the resources. Even those who are in the position of leadership, they have the capability of helping out, but some are neglecting their duties. They are neglecting what they are supposed to do. Regardless, Father, this is our resource, but you are our source. So we keep on trusting you, Lord. We keep on depending on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for the families as they are going through all this struggle and all this stress, Father, that the family will keep on being strong, Father, that they will not be waved, that the enemy will not take advantage of the situation, because he has stolen enough for us, from us, Father. There are so many families that have been destroyed in the name of Jesus. Some are just hanging by the thread right now. So I pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, Father. Yes, the husbands loving their wives as Christ loves the church, and the wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and children, obeying their parents. I just pray right now for order in the families, every family member functioning the way they should, in the name of Jesus, that as a family they know that and have an understanding that they are a team. They work together, Father, not against each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the single parent of families, Father, I just pray for your provision and your guidance for each family, regardless of the status of the family, for your provision, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every need be met, Father, every need be supplied, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father. We glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's done. It's done. It's done by the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. Oh, Abba, Father, we honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning, for we serve a mighty God, and we are so excited to have you this morning. So before we get our lines open, because I do feel that this morning is a morning of thanksgiving. We need to give thanks unto the Lord. We don't have to wait another week or a couple of weeks until Thanksgiving. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and we need to give thanks unto our God. But before we open the lines and give you the opportunity to give thanks unto the Lord, I just want us to, I want to share the word with you. And just a reminder of our scripture of the week, I believe it's Ephesians chapter 6, and it's on verse 18, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we are doing what the Lord has asked us to do, and that is to pray. And as I was sharing with my children last night, that we pray and we pray and we pray and pray some more. We never cease to pray. We pray until we get the answer. We pray until we get the result. And even we as Christians, we do pray always. That's what the word of God commands us to do. So that was our scripture of the week, Ephesians 6:18, and it has been a beautiful, beautiful, blessed week this week, and we received so many scriptures and encouragement of through the word. And I would encourage each and every one of us to go back and read those scriptures we were given throughout this week. And if you did not write them down, you can contact Pastor Darlene and you can get the code to listen to the previous messages. You know, starting on Monday, we received a whole lot of scriptures, and that's how we survive. We survive through the word of God. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by his word. The word of God is the one that sustains us, is the one that encourages us, is the one that leads and guides us, is the one that helps us to understand and know the will of God. I know this month we are praying and asking God to help us so that we will understand his word and we know his will, but we will not know his will unless we read the word, unless we are led by the Spirit. But how can we be led by the Spirit if we cannot discern the difference between the Spirit of God and the deceiving spirit, which is of the devil? The Bible says, my sheep hears my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. But for us not to follow the voice of a stranger, we need to be familiar with the voice of the good shepherd so that we can follow the voice of the good shepherd. Amen. but this is not what I wanted to share with you. You know, Holy Spirit, He is Holy Spirit. And sometimes he makes us say things and you know, lead us in a certain direction that we had not planned. And I know that it's not in vain. I hope this head, God has somebody in mind for me to say that. Amen. That was not planned. Matthew chapter 7 is what I want us to share this morning, and then we get into praise before the end of this hour. Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to read just the first five verses of Matthew chapter 7. And I'm reading from the NIV version. Do not judge, or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the pluck in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the spark out of your eye, when all the time there is a pluck in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the pluck out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the spark out of your brother's eye. Amen, amen. So what I want us to look at is where we are right now as a nation. There is, we are not stranger to the status of our nation right now. There is a lot of discomfort, a lot of disorder, a lot of anger and frustration because of the status of our nation, and then to top it up, not only politically, but also economically. And then we have this pandemic that is taking over. I heard last night that we have had the highest numbers of people who are affected by this COVID-19 than ever since this started at the beginning of this year. And the numbers are going out. And if you go on social media, there is no good news there, because they are telling you of all things that are bad, that are coming, how bad and how intense things are. There is no good news. When you turn on your television or your radio, even the contemporary radios, the Christian radio stations, they have a slot right there where they update you on what is going on, whether politically, economically, and also socially, what is going on and with this pandemic. So we are filled with so much bad news. Everywhere we turn, there is bad news. And to top, we ourselves are becoming judgmental, because we are looking at someone and then we expect them to see things the way we do, and they don't. And that frustrates us, and we start judging them. So I just want to encourage us as a body of Christ, as a church, as intercessors, that we need to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In order to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, we need not to judge them. And the Bible, where we have read, it says, judge not anyone. Do not judge your neighbor and say to that neighbor, you know, or to judge them, because whatever the measure we use to judge them is the same measure that is used to judge ourselves. So in this chapter, if you read this chapter all the way to the end, it has a lot of stuff, because at the end, Jesus talks about, tells a couple parables about the wise and the foolish builder, you know, and it also talk about the truth and the false disciples. It has some couple parables at the bottom, which I would encourage you to read this whole chapter. But because of our time, I just want us to focus on those top three, five verses. It talks about judging others, and that when we do judge, the way we see others is the way we are going to be seen. I might not be putting this right. What I'm trying to say here is there is a golden rule that do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So the Bible is saying you and I, when I say you, I'm not trying to point a finger on you. I'm also including myself. We as a body of Christ, we need not to judge. This is the time to love our neighbor. This is the time to extend the love of Christ toward our neighbors, toward the people around us. Someone will ask, who is my neighbor? And we know the familiar story about the Good Samaritan. You remember that man when he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered him by telling the story of this Good Samaritan. So anyone who passes our path is our neighbor. Even the neighbor who is in front of your house or at the back of your house, the one who is on the right side or on the left side, that's your neighbor. And we need to show the love of Christ. And the Bible says with that same measure, that same way we judge others, the same way we are also judged. And on verse 3, he went on and say, you know, how do you go to your neighbor or to your friend or to someone and say to them, let me take that pack of sawdust that is in your eye. I want to take that off. And he said, how can you pay attention on a little sawdust, a little spark that is in your neighbor's eye, when you yourself have a log, you have a plaque? So in other words, what is in your eye is actually bigger than what you are seeing. And it takes a lot of effort, a lot of critical thinking for a person to be able to analyze someone and see a sawdust that is in their eye, when they themselves have a log or have a plaque in their own eye. Because you have to work really hard to see that sawdust in your neighbor's eye, in someone's eye, when you yourself have a log, when you yourself have a plaque, you have a bigger item in your eye. To pass through that big item in your eye and be able to see the sawdust in your brother's eye, that's a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to do that. And the Bible says, how can you do that? How can you say to your brother, let me take it out? How are you going to be able to help that brother? How are you going to be able to take that out? Unless you turn around and clean yourself first. And once you are clean, then you can share, you can take that sawdust out of your brother's eye. So right here, the word of God is encouraging us that we cannot give what we don't have. And there is a song that I'm just being reminded right now by the Holy Spirit. Love is not love until you give it away. But how can you give that love if you don't have it? That's why we are encouraged to stick on the word, to feed on the word, so that we can help our brothers and sisters. There are storms of life that are trying to sweep people out. We have brothers and sisters out there who do not know the Lord. But how can we help them? How can we witness to them if we ourselves are not ready, if we ourselves are not fit? How can we be fit? The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we ask God, the one who gives without withholding. He gives without any reservation. Before we can fight anything, before we can instruct anyone, we have to start with us and ask the Lord to help us so that we ourselves, there is this saying that you point a finger when you are pointing a finger on someone and saying, you pointing a finger. These all other fingers are pointing at you. So we cannot be judgmental. This is the time as a church we are being tested and tried. This is the time as a church to arise, this sleeping giant to arise and share the love of Christ. Because we know who has the answer. Jesus is the answer. We know where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. But our brothers and sisters, they do not know. So we have to stay connected to our God so that we can help our brothers and sisters so they can, they too can come. So this morning, as the lines are open, we want to open up our mouth and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal it to us. What is it in my eye? What is it that is hindering me to be able or disqualifies me not to be able to help my brother, not to be able to help my sister? And the lines are open right now. We're going to call out to the Lord. He is the answer. He is our helper. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the one who can rescue us.
Thank you for being the healer, our helper.
So we can love one another.
Our advocate for God.
So we will be
safe and created us in his image. God, help us to love one another, Lord God. Help us to not be hypocrites, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to not, Lord God, judge people. Help us not, Lord God, to put more hurt on a person. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord God, for this message this morning, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, Holy Spirit. You're speaking out on us, Lord God, that we're never, ever to judge anyone, Lord God, because you're the only judge. And Father, we just thank you right now. I pray right now for all the souls that will fall down on their knees or whatever they need to do and repent and come to you. And Father, I thank you right now that you're sending us out today, Lord God, to show love. Whether it's in word or in deed, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this message this morning. We just thank you that you are the good shepherd. You are the one that we can come to. You will hide us when we need to be hidden. You will save us right now, Lord God. Your mercy is this morning and your grace is this morning. We're interceding for people this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, Lord God.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Praise you right now for the victory and the miracle this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father, we call upon you this morning.
Hallelujah, God.
Upon all flesh right now, Lord God. In the name of
God, we bless your name.
We praise you right now. We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just call upon your name early in the morning, Lord God. We just want to
say yes all day, God.
Good morning,
Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. For every miracle, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. In the name
of Jesus. We will serve you in spirit and in spirit.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God.
We praise you
from your hand, Father, in the most good place of the whole table. She now comes to you. Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, help us to praise the Lord, help us to praise our God, hallelujah, in the name
of
God. We thank you, God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God.
We
appreciate you, Lord God, for your keeping. Thank you, power, Lord God. Undergird us, Lord God. All seven continents, Lord God. All
right now,
95.
Protect the
feet of the world that are known so far, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We say hallelujah,
hallelujah, God. It's your everlasting love, Lord God.
We thank you,
Lord
God.
We praise you, God, and we honor you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We
thank you, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God. Your glory, Lord God. Your everlasting love, Lord God.
And no weapon.
Lord God, in the name of
Jesus, and all of our children to be taught
God,
by the Lord, and great to be the peace of
our children. We thank you, God. So we praise you, God, and we honor you, God. We adore you, God. God, that name, that is love, every name, that the sound of you, God, every knee is bowed, God, every tongue is confessed, Lord, that you are Lord. Hallelujah, for the glory of God the Father, God, we praise you, Lord, God. Hallelujah,
and
God, thank you, God.
Back
in the name
home. Father, we thank you,
God. We praise you for healing, Lord God.
For
we praise you, Lord God.
We thank you
for strength, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for strength in marriage,
world,
and marriage vows,
oh
Lord
God.
For commitment, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, sincerity of your word, oh Lord God. For the growth, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
We
thank it all to you, Lord God. So we thank
you,
God. We praise you, oh Lord God. This is the fifth day of our praise and worship, oh Lord God. It's a day of praise.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
It's Friday, and
we just have to praise you this morning, Lord
God.
You control everything. You know the things you want for us today, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. You know the plan, Lord God. You planned those for us. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus. We thank
you,
Lord God.
We worship you, Lord God. We adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus,
we
thank
you right now that God is getting the
pull out
of those strongholds and the enemy shall stumble. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we bless your name today, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We bring this sacrifice, oh Lord God. Willingly, oh Lord God. The fruits of our lips, oh Lord God. We yield unto you, Lord God. Your ways, oh Lord God. As the dead passes after the water brook, oh Lord God. Our soul passes after thee, oh Lord God. Our heart is filled with praise for you today, God. In the name, oh Lord God, that's above every name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Today, God. We bless your name, God.
Name,
Lord God. Moving by your spirit, God. Moving by your power, God.
Father, I pray right now that you will prepare the hearts of the people for God.
We bless your name, God. We honor your name today, God. We glorify your name today, God. It's in the name of Jesus, God.
And we thank you for that right now.
By your power, Lord God. So we honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We come to tell you thanks, oh Lord God, for your keeping power, God, down to the last 11 months, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. All the way through, oh Lord God. Thank you for the miracles, oh Lord God, the creative miracles, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God. We praise you, oh Lord God, for your healing power, Lord God, for your delivering power, Lord God, your sustaining power, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, on the special occasion, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you for blessing your people.
In the name of our Kaios, God, it's above every name, God. So we able, she told us, oh, we call our son, Nanaka, God. We come to thank you, Nanaka, you, Lord God, word, Nanaka, you,
Father. We came to
live
in
love and gratitude.
We came to say hallelujah. We came to say good morning, Holy Spirit. We came to ask him to protect us.
Both now and forever, they say, oh,
God,
God, God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us here, Lord God. Thank you,
Lord God.
We praise you, God.
Spirit of praise, go in the spirit of reverencing our God, and have a wonderful weekend. This weekend is going to be more beautiful than before. It's wet and raining over here. I don't know where you are, but regardless, rain or sunshine, cold or hot, we have a mighty God, and it's going to be a better weekend than the one we had before. We thank God for you, and I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for this day. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for the word, and thank God for everyone who heard the word, and that we received that word, and we will move in that word, and we will continue to build ourselves in our most holy faith through the word of God. Everybody have a beautiful day. I do appreciate everyone who has come. Thank you all for your seed offerings. I appreciate that, and as I always want that seed to be multiplied at least 1,000 times more. I can speak that into the atmosphere that God increases and multiplies your seed 1,000 times more than what it is or what it was sent in to be, and that your lives, everybody's life will continue to be the best that it can be through Jesus Christ, and we will trust in the Lord until we die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have a beautiful weekend. I love you.
Love you, amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.